Job evaluations can be difficult in any line of work, but State School Superintendent Paulo Di Maria says teachers are so important that they have to be evaluated.
I'll hear, you know, school building principals say, we're not afraid of accountability, and I'll hear teachers say, you know, I'm willing to be held accountable. The reality always is the fairness of that accountability, right?
Today, 50% of teacher performance is assessed through observation by school administrators. And for most, the other 50% of their grade is based on how their pupils do, either on overall student learning objectives or the so-called value-added test administered by the state at the beginning and end of the year. The 21 members who make up the Ohio Educators Standards Board are proposing that student performance will no longer be a separate measure in teacher ratings. Instead, it'll be incorporated into the overall teacher evaluation.
And so it's all intertwined.
Standards Board member Jeff Brown, the superintendent of Granville Schools, says that makes test scores less of a distraction and more of a tool for teachers to improve classroom instruction. He says the proposed Ohio Teacher Evaluation System, or OTES, becomes more about process than about student data.
I've had many examples of teachers using this data in a penalty-free type of environment prior to OTES. So it wasn't part of their teacher evaluation system, but we put the data in front of them and they use the data to drive their instructional changes. If you give them the right data and the right information, they want to do what's best for their students.
Teachers are given one of five grades. The highest rating is accomplished, and those grades can determine their salary levels. State School Board member Merle Johnson, a former teacher, says she's heard of districts that tell teachers they cannot get the accomplished grade if their overall building performance is low.
In visiting some schools, teacher morale is really, really low. And what I do is I ask teachers on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being, I'm so happy to be here, what are your morales? And I've been getting like ones and twos, and some teachers have even said, can I do zero?
Standards Board member Jeff Brown agrees that many in public education have been demoralized.
I think there's some fatigue across the state, but I think this is a way to really shift that energy towards a more positive approach towards professional growth that's less punitive, that it actually will drive better improvement. Overall,
several Ohio Board of Ed members are concerned about testing kids just to help evaluate teachers. Stephanie Dodd.
Is there an opportunity here to lower the amount of tests our students are taking, but still provide the opportunity for our teachers to receive an evaluation that helps them grow?
But Standards Board member Jeannie Cerniglia says student test data is useful for teachers looking to improve their methods. Cerniglia is a seventh grade math teacher in Wayne County.
You know, they want less testing, and I get that. As a teacher, I completely understand it. I live in that world. Less paperwork, I get that. I live in that world, I understand. But in the end, our heart is with doing what's best for our kids.
Other proposed changes in teacher evaluations would require every instructor to go through an evaluation every year. Currently, those rated accomplished are assessed only every third year. The Ohio Board of Ed can approve changes to the teacher evaluation system, but state legislators have the final say. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Mark Uricki.